sos depo ec puge caras ad elpeos ad hupa luxen, en nau sigla pureisi, sa osi de putnia herra. Al hoti da tac emelle, ma lea on oros aipu, hixestai, tote damin an harpax sasa tuella, ponton epic tuo inta peren pare astena conta, agro episcatian, hoti domata naie tu estas, toprin, atar tote naie tu estia das aegistos. Al hoti da caiceten epainito nostos apemon, aps de teoi oron strepsan, cae voicad hiconto, etoi homen cairon epe baseto patridos aias, cae cune haptominos hen patrida, pollada pauto da crua terma ceont, epe aspasios ide gaian. Tondaru poscopias, vedescopos, honra catesen, aegistos dolomatis agon, hupodesceto miston, cruso doia talanta. Pulassed hoc higoes eni auton, mehela toi parion, mnesaito de toridos alcas. Badimen angeleon, pros domata poi meni lauon. Auticad aegistos dolian e prassato tecnan, crinaminos catadamon, e vecosi potas aristos, hese locon, heteroti da noge daita penestai. Autoro becca leon Agamemnona, poi mena lauon, hippoisin caiocespin, avecea mermeris don. Tondoge doto letrona negage, caicate pepnen, depnis sas, hostiste catectane bune pipatnei. Udetis atrevidio hetaron dipet hoivoi hepondo, udetis aegisto alecta tenen megaroisin.
But your own brother, I reckon he escaped death's clutch and slipped away in his hollowed ships, and she rescued him, Queen Hera. But when he was likely soon to get there, to the steep mountain of Malea, just then the storm wind snatched him up and carried him over the deep filled with fish, groaning heavy groans, to the edge of the farmland, where Thyestes used to keep a house once upon a time, but then it was occupied by Thyestes' son Aegisthus. But when from there as well there came into view a painless return home, the gods reversed the wind, and they arrived home. Of course the man, rejoicing, set foot on the mother earth of his fathers, and began kissing it, clinging to the touch of his father's land. Off him in quantities the hot tears were flowing, once he caught sight so welcome of his earth. But he spotted him from the lookout point, did the lookout who was sat there, brought in by Aegisthus the deceiver, and he promised him for wages 2 talents of gold. And he kept watch for a year, that fellow, lest he slip by him unnoticed and remember how to defend himself on the jump. He went to tell the news at the house to the shepherd of the people. Right off Aegisthus thought up an artful deception. He picked out the 20 best for the job in the country, and set an ambush, while on the other side he ordered that a feast be prepared. So he went to invite Agamemnon, shepherd of the hosts, with horses and cars, pondering ugly options. The man, not knowing his destruction, he led up and murdered, once he'd fed him, like a fellow kills an ox at the manger. Nor was a one of Atrides' comrades left, the ones who followed him, nor a one of Aegisthus' guys, but they were murdered in the rooms.